Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
This is Fred Film Radio, I'm Eddie Bertotti from the Berlin Film Festival in company of Eric Schlosser and Smriti Keshari, executive producers of Food Chains, a film by Sanjay Rawal, presented here at the festival in the culinary cinema section. So my first question is for Eric. Eric, you've already directed a film on the topic of food, which was called Food Inc., and now you are the executive producer of this one. So how is this one different from your previous project?
Well, this, I'm very proud of Food Inc., but this film is really about this, the part of the food system that I care the most about. When I first started doing my research on film, on food, it was almost 20 years ago, and I followed the harvest with strawberry workers in California, and that was the first writing I did about food. And it's very, very difficult to get people to think about migrant farm workers or meatpacking workers. In the United States, almost all are Latino, and there's still a fair amount of racism. And so it's very easy to get people to think about, well, what is my hamburger doing to me? It's more difficult to get people to think about, what is the system doing to the poorest people in the United States? So when Smriti and Sanjay decided that they wanted to do this film, I was very excited, because it just, somebody was finally going to focus on, to me, the most important part of the problem, and they did it in a way that was very, it wasn't just sincere, but they did the very hard work. And the hard work isn't the filming, and the hard work isn't the research in books. The hard work is to spend time in the fields with these workers. Which Smriti and Sanjay did at great length, and learned about it by seeing with their own eyes, not just reading about it.
And how did you come across the subjects of your documentary?
Yeah, well, it actually started with Sanjay. So Sanjay Rawal is the director, and his family's background is in agriculture. His dad is a tomato breeder. And so oftentimes he'll go to conferences with his dad. And so he spends a lot of time in California and Florida. And he, you know, the way he always kind of tells the story is that he's a very much, I think, like a lot of us, cares about food in the way that we typically do, thinking about it, is it organic? How is it affecting me? And then, but not thinking really beyond that, thinking beyond the supermarket, beyond the farmer's market. And so he was driving throughout Florida, very close to where Immokalee, Florida is, and noticed for the first time workers out in the field. And that's kind of where it spawned off. It was trying to understand how farm workers were being treated and how they were part of the whole system. And so being a fan of Eric's work, being a fan of Barry Esterbrook's book, Tomato Land, we set out to capture the stories of farm workers and really connect the dots of how everyone played together, how the Department of Labor was, you know, attached to it, and how the unions worked, and how the supermarkets were a part of it, how distributors worked, to really understand the whole infrastructure. And he called me. We know each other. We're both filmmakers from New York. Mm-hmm. And we got a small crew of people. This was 3 years ago. So that's kind of how it started. And to add to the stories that we found in the field, I mean, we tried to get permission from everyone to enter their fields, and no one would allow us. So we snuck into a lot of farms, and luckily farms are really big, and so it's easy to get lost, and it's easy to take 20 minutes to ask for permission, which is enough time to shoot also. Mm-hmm. So that's how we found that's how we captured a lot of the footage. And then all of our work, or all of our filming and all of our discussions with farm workers and farm worker organization on the problems kept leading us to the solution, and the solution kept pointing us to the coalition of Immokalee workers, which is a small group of farm workers from Florida that have really created this revolutionary way of looking at where the power dynamics lie in agriculture. And they hold supermarkets, responsible supermarkets and fast food retailers responsible for all of the behavior that's happening throughout their supply chain.
I don't want to take over your job, but I have a question for you. How much experience or first-hand knowledge did you have of rural poverty? And when you went into the fields in Florida, what was a basis of comparison for you of what you might have seen elsewhere before? Because I know you've traveled internationally, and so I'm just curious what your feelings were and your perspective were when you first went in the fields.
That's a really good question.
Thank you.
I'm buying myself time.
Okay. Thank you.
So I grew up. I was actually born in India, and I've spent a lot of time in Puerto Rico and a lot of other Spanish speaking countries, and coming from India and actually living close to farms in India, I think I knew what rural poverty looked like. But I think when it's intermixed with everyday life, that's you think of it, that's just the way that things are. But what was really shocking to me was seeing that in the United States. It's just not something that you think of. I think you often think that these things are happening beyond the border. No one looks at the United States at where these problems exist. And so they were similar in ways. I mean, seeing homeless encampments, people living by the river, not having access to housing, those were just some of the kind of main issues that farm workers dealt with. So.
And I mean, there are quite a lot of people working at this project. I mean, you listed a lot of executive producers. So I would love to know, how did you convince all these people to work together at this project, which is almost a mission? And one of the executive producers also Eva Longoria, which is kind of famous for other reasons. So I mean, how did you manage to put all these people together?
Do you want to introduce us to Eva?
Eva Longoria is best known as a television actress, but she's also got a master's degree in Chicano studies, which is basically Mexican American studies, and she's working now for her PhD.
Oh, really?
She is a very bright, very formidable woman, and she's very sensitive on the issue of racism and immigration, because her family has been in the United States, I think, almost 400 years on that land, but long before there was the United States. And so she has a long-standing interest in immigration issues, in issues of racism towards Latinas. And she produced another film on farm workers maybe 4 years ago, something like that. It's about the children of farm workers and how there are children being used in the fields. And I met her at an event for her film on farm workers. And then when I got to know Sanjay and Spriti and saw the work they were doing for their film, I put them in touch with Eva and with a wonderful organization called MALDEF, which is really the organization in the United States that's fighting against discrimination against Mexicans and Mexican Americans. It's very, very similar to the civil rights movement of the 1960s. There was a group, the NAACP, which Martin Luther King worked with, and MALDEF plays much the same role now. And there is a great deal of racism towards Mexicans and Mexican Americans in the United States, and a lot of the Tea Party people are anti-immigrant, and they want to build a wall between the United States and Mexico. And at the same time, there's all that. I think there's a growing voice for Latinos in culture, in politics. And Diego Luna has a film here about Cesar Chavez, who was like the Martin Luther King of the Mexican American community. And I think the film that Smriti and Sanjay have made is part of this growing movement that says certain sorts of discrimination are just unacceptable. It's sort of this is a 21st century civil rights movement in a lot of ways. And all those other executive producers are because they're very persuasive people.
Thank you very much, and stay tuned, because we're going to be back soon with Smriti and Eric to talk about food chains. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider. This is Fred Film Radio. I'm Eddie Bertotti from the Berlin Film Festival, still in company of Eric Schlosser and Smriti Keshari, to talk about the film they are the executive producer of, and Food Chains by Sanjay Rawal.
You mentioned that, of course, you hope and you think that this film will have an impact. So I would love to know what kind of plans or strategy you have to have this film, circulate and show it.
Yeah. So impact has actually been our focus from the beginning as well, and that's why when we met with the coalition, it was like open, doors to the solution, because they already have a model that that is proven and that works and that affects farm workers immediately. And so all of our impact is on promoting their model. And we have partnerships lined up with 20 to 25 different organizations in the US, and there's a lot of interest here in Europe as well, of raising awareness of the issues, but also showcasing how all of these different groups, whether it's consumers, whether it's moms, whether it's students, how they can get involved with the issue, and how they can ask the right questions, how they can, similarly to I think how the organic movement has become more prevalent, because people just demanded more from where they purchase food, ask those questions about the farm workers. And I think boycott organizations that are not participating, that are not abiding, and use the consumer power, because that's really the only thing that motivates corporations to do the right thing and to pay attention to this group that has been affected. And so we are, depending on when the film comes out theatrically, we're launching with a full-on impact and engagement campaign.
I've told Smriti and Sanjay to be prepared to visit every college campus in the United States with this film.
Hopefully.
Yeah,
hopefully.
Yeah,
that should
be great.
Yeah, I mean, it was...
8,000.
Plenty of time.
Yeah.
And did you already receive expressions of interest from European distributors for, international distribution of your film?
We have some interest with the digital side. Mm-hmm. So we're having those conversations. So yesterday was our first screening. It was our worldwide premiere. And we're kind of, our incredible sales agents visit films. They're lining up those meetings with us this week. So it's been really good. And so hopefully in the next month we'll sign someone.
Your documentary also deal with the topic of sex exploitation in the context of farm labor. This is a phenomenon which is very serious but also very difficult to document, and so I was wondering which were your sources for the data you present in the film?
The 80% figure?
Yeah. Yes. That came from, that was from Human Rights Watch. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's 80% of women in the fields, and those are just the reported ones. So we know that there are, that are more going on there. And that's something, talking to female farm workers, that's something that happens on a day-to-day basis, not just from supervisors, but also from your male coworkers. And so that has been kind of a lot of the focus to look at how to empower women to be able to complain, to not fear losing their job, because with women you have the the responsibility of also being the extra source of income, but also caring for your family. And so oftentimes I think some of the questions are, this type of behavior is okay because it's the only choice. And so I think that that, and this goes back to a question that you had asked before about how do you change this? And it's a matter of having a system that is heavily gives farm workers the voice. That's the only solution, is something that's incorporating their voice, that is monitored by them, because no one else is going to look out for the rights of the most vulnerable.
Thank you very much. We had the chance to talk to the executive producer of Food Chains, a film by Sanjay Rawal, presented here at the Berlin Film Festival. I am Eddie Bertozzi, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.